Tim, what's the word, brother?
Oh, how you doing?
All right, give me a full report, man.
Okay, I've got an older home, and leach line was bad, so we put in a new leach, you know, added to the leach line about 10 years ago. And I got a leak in the line, you know, where it boils up a little bit.
Yes.
And they, I had a guy come in, they said they can clean the lines out. Go in and clean the lines out. You know, suck high pressure water, goes through all the lines and cleans them all out. And I'm just leery about that. Some people say it won't work, it's a Band-Aid fix. And I'm on a hill where that is, I'm on a hill and I don't see where I can add more leach lines.
Yeah, I you know, I guess anything's possible, but I just don't here's what's important about leach lines on hills. They really need to kind of be installed, you know, level to a degree so that, you know, and then stair-step them down.
Right.
You know, just like a terrace. Like, when you, have you ever seen those photographs of those rice paddies, you know, in the Far East, you know, on those hillsides? You
right.
know, where they have those terraces? I mean, and they're just perfectly stepped up the hill. That's what you have to do with these leach lines on hillsides. And if you don't, you kind of get what happens where you are, where if it's like if it's it's at a slope, all of the effluent just kind of goes down to the low spot in that leach line, and you bet it'll bubble up, you know?
Right.
So now, I don't know that cleaning, I don't know that it's really a cleaning out problem. Something tells me that it might have been installed wrong.
Right.
So
right.
If it was me, I would consider, I hate to say this, but I would, you don't have any photographs of when they put it in, do you? I mean, were you there watching it?
No, not at all.
I'll tell you who's got the absolute best information about septic systems. It's called the National Small Flows Clearinghouse, and they are a division of the University of West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And their information about how to install septic systems, I don't care where the septic system's installed, they've got a solution. They show you how to put it in everywhere. And they would be the first person I would contact about this problem and to ask them about, you know, what's the chance of success of solving this problem by cleaning out the line?
Well, would they, you know, the health department, they say you should call them and ask them there.
Well, I understand that, but sometimes...
Right, I understand that too.
You know, I don't get me wrong. You know, some of our government officials and some of the things of government, branches of government are highly efficient, but some other ones aren't. And I just don't know that some of those people have I don't know that they really are as knowledgeable as a lot of people think they are. But I can tell you, because I get their newsletter, I get this National Small Flows Small Flows Clearinghouse newsletter. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, these guys are brilliant. So I would just, okay. They're really, really easy to find, and I've got a link to them off my premium website. So, but that's who I would call or contact just to find out, just like I said, ask them the question. What do you think the chances that cleaning this line out is going to solve the problem? And I'm willing to bet that they're going to give you less than 30% odds.
Yeah, I have not heard of this. And they, you know, they're, you know, in the phone book, they're approved by the health department and all this stuff. But I've never heard, everything I've been told is you have to add on.
Well,
you know,
or you have to make sure the thing's installed right. That's all.
Right.
You know, from the get-go. And I've seen some of these hillside systems put in. I just shake my head.
Well, what they did, he went in with this newer section. He went around the front where it was level. But where this is leaking is near the junction box, is where I'm thinking.
Yeah, could be. I've seen horrible installations at these junction boxes where they're not level. I mean, how can you expect the leach system to work if at the junction box, you know, where it's supposed to go out to four different leach lines?
Right.
If the whole box is tilted, you know, 1 inch out of level. I mean, everything's right. going to go to the one line.
Right.
I mean, I've seen these guys just throw these things in. It's like they don't even really care about it.
No, they know that they're not going to fail for at least a year or two
right.
or something.
Right.
And then they're gone.
That's right. Right. So that's, you know what to do. You know who to call.
All right, sir. It's on your website?
Yeah. If you go find any of my septic tank columns, it'll be in the plumbing section.
Okay, I'll check your website.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.